talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and we go to our sports line. We welcome to the program Coach Teresa Nagy of the Western Golf Team. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So you and your kids have had a tremendous amount of success this year, getting ready for the States coming up in a couple weeks. Congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's because we haven't had a chance to talk with you yet this season. Go back to the beginning. Let's talk about the start of the season up until this point, and really how things have been going for you. Kind of you know, put the season so far in a nutshell for us, if you could.
All right. So, piggybacking off last season, where we were coming in, you know, pretty low on the totem pole. We were, you know, fifth in the conference overall last year, so we were coming in this season with, you know, the high hopes of just doing better than towards last place in the conference. And so when we started our practices in August, we went gung-ho right away with, you know, the short game and chipping and putting and getting prepared for that part of the game, and then hitting the driving range and really warming up there. We have, several of our matches before school even starts. And so we had a good taste of where we stood even before, you know, the midst of everything going on at school. So, we have been literally at the top, you know, of each of the matches and tournaments that we've been in all season long, anywhere from first to second to third, which is a huge surprise to me from coming from last year and you know, moving so far ahead that this season already has just been a huge accomplishment for our team.
So I guess what's the secret sauce? Why are things so much different this year than they were last year?
Well, we have a couple strong players, one of who's been playing, you know, at the high school level for 4 years, and one who we've been gifted by France as a foreign exchange student. So those are two of the huge reasons why I think we've been so successful with those two players, but also just the heart and dedication of each of these girls and wanting to push themselves and to meet their expectations and goals that they've set before themselves, and just putting every ounce of effort into every minute of practice. And I think, you know, that on top of their determination, positive attitude, and integrity has gotten them as far as they have gotten this season.
We're talking with Teresa Nagy. She's the head coach for the girls' golf team at Western. Is there maybe a match or two from this season that really stands out for you? I mean, where your girls just showed they could rise above?
Well, I think, our own home invitational at Arbor Hills Country, our golf course, we really stood out with the 12 teams that were here. We took second place runner-up, which was a huge accomplishment for our team. In that 18-hole tournament, my number one player, Sydney Redovich, she's a senior, broke a school record for 18 holes with a score of 75. So there was just two huge, you know, accomplishments within that one tournament, with us being runners-up and Sydney breaking one of the school records.
Tell me a little bit more about Cindy Redovich and some of the accomplishments that she's had this season.
Sure. So Sydney, well, actually went to state as an individual last season, and her hope was that as a team this year we would go to state, and we actually accomplished that. Thanks to many of her five school records this season, she had the 9-hole record with a score of 34. And like I said before, the 18-hole record with a score of 75. She also set the season average for 9 with the average of 40, and the season average of 18 with the average of 79.5. She also accomplished the lowest score on an 18 course at a away course with a 76, and that was at Cascades Golf Course. And overall, man, she just has some outstanding stats here. She's number one overall in the I-8 conference, and she was number two overall in our regional meet at Orchard Hills. And then lastly, she's ranked number eight overall in our division going into the state meet. So she has really soared above and beyond, and you know, was so determined to get to break some of those records, and she was able to accomplish that.
So tell us about some of the other kids on the team.
Okay, so we have, like I said, been gifted with another senior. Her name is Brune Sauvage, and she's a foreign exchange student from France. She's been playing, you know, on her own with her family since she was 9 years old, and is really, really knows the game well. And so she's been a huge asset to our team. We also have another senior, Amber Ladd, who's basically shaved 30 strokes off her score from last season to this season, which has helped tremendously. Have two freshmen that were up and coming and are dual sporters, but also play on the golf team, and they're super strong and looking, you know, super helpful for the future of the team. Then I had two girls, Gabby Davis and Lauren Bolt, step up unfortunately one of our top players came down with COVID. Last 2 weeks of our regular season, they really stepped up and put forth a lot of effort to get themselves actually into the spot to be able to play at our regional match this season. So a lot of people shining through and deserve a lot of kudos for all the work and effort that they've put into this season.
Outstanding. We're talking with Teresa Nagy. She's the coach for Western Girls Golf Team. Now, going through the regular season and then coming up to districts and then regionals, the girls just kind of keep going on that pace, or did something just kick in and they really took off at those two matches?
Well, our IA conference, we do, you know, those jamborees throughout the season, and that's what determines our rank in the conference. And we were tied for second with Coldwater going into our final IA tournament. And we overtook them and took second place overall in the conference for our IA conference. We don't have a district per se, just the conference match.
Gotcha.
But then we did go to regionals, which was at Orchard Hills on Monday, October 4th. And we actually took first in the region at that tournament. And it's our first time in Western school history that has happened for the Western girls golf team. So that's really awesome.
Wow. How does that feel as a coach? Obviously you can see the kids are just elated when they hold up that regional trophy, but as a coach, explain for our listeners what that's like.
I don't know if it's hit me yet for real. I know that's super emotional. I know how much effort I have put into walking beside these girls, and I remember the five seniors as they started their freshman year and how difficult this game was for them and how underexposed they had been, but they stuck with it for all 4 years, and just how far they've come and the growth, you know, that they've shown is just, I can't put into words, I guess, how it really feels to be the coach of such a team. And it's such a privilege and honor to be in this position.
I get the sense that, I mean, yeah, even though as a coach you put in the work, and this is kind of what I was getting at when I asked the question, it's still about the kids and the value and the time and effort that they've put in and the pride you have in them. Is that fair?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, golf, you know, I can only do so much. And, and in order to improve and to, you know, get better, they have to put an awful lot of time in on their own as well. So getting out to play, getting out to the driving range and to the chipping and putting greens, I mean, they have to put in so much extra time on their own that, you know, these girls are willing to do that and have been willing to do that. And that's part of, you know, why they've come so far.
So what's it like in the school atmosphere now with the rest of the school knowing that they have a team competing at the state level?
Well, the first thing they asked is if they could have a parade for us. So I think everybody's pretty pumped up that the girls are going to the state level. So we plan on having, you know, all school parade and, you know, a celebration and the fact that we've actually made it this far and that we are regional champions. And, you know, everybody's just really excited for us and for the girls, and have, you know, inquired and asked, you know, about our last regional match and what's to come at state. So it's been a very positive atmosphere.
So what's happening right now to get the team ready for state competition?
Well, we are not giving up and on our practices, that's for sure. We
yeah,
are
no kidding.
Spending day every day, even, yeah. you know, out in the rain or whatever the weather brings, getting and preparing for any situation that we are put in. So, you know, just emulating different scenarios on the golf course and challenges we might face when it comes to, you know, hitting out of a tree or over the sand or in the sand. We're just, you know, spending numerous times going over and over and over and over those things that we might have to face or the challenges we might have to face at the state meet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things weather-wise that you are going to have to deal with compared to the start of the season. I mean, mid-October
Correct.
Can be pretty nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, you never can predict. And our regional match, it was the day of supposed to be pure rain, and we were blessed with the fact that it only sprinkled a little bit in the morning, and everything else kind of stayed away while we played. But you never know. You have to be ready for anything and everything for the weather when it comes to golf.
Well, Coach Teresa Nagy, we most certainly appreciate your time. Thank you for everything you do for the kids and for the girls' golf team at Western. We are all wishing you the best of luck come the state tournament. What's the date of that again?
It's October 15th and 16th at Forest Acres West at Michigan State in Lansing, Michigan.
Well, you're going to miss the chili cook-off downtown that weekend.
I'll tweet out and I'll read your tweets as they're coming out for the chili cook-off.
Sounds good. Well, again, good luck for the weekend at the state championship games.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.